Mail system cutbacks just a few months before an anticipated vote-by-mail surge for the presidential election have prompted public outcry, a 20-state lawsuit against the U.S. Postal Service, and the summoning of Congress back to Washington. How are those budget cuts affecting Pennsylvania? WITF's Emily Previty reports.
At least 26 mail scanning and sorting machines were taken offline this summer at USPS processing sites across the state. Most were promptly disassembled or moved off-site, but the impact varies. In Scranton, only machines used to handle mail surges were removed, while in Harrisburg, the loss of a postage-canceling machine cut scanning capacity in half. Kim Miller heads the American Postal Workers Union Local 269 Keystone Chapter.
If we weren't using the machine, if we're not using it, then it would be a good reason to take it. But the machines that they took out, we were using. And then we've had recent delay of mail in the area.
Though he's tried to backtrack, President Donald Trump has said he opposes boosting USPS funding because mail-in voting disadvantages Republicans. Democrats want more money for the Postal Service and claim Trump's trying to rig the election. Republicans say the agency's struggles are being politicized. Trump's re-election campaign also is suing to limit in-person mailed ballot delivery in Pennsylvania to county election offices. Lehigh County Controller Mark Pinsley is among several local officials exploring ways to keep drop-off viable.
They're going to, you know, create a perception that people's votes won't be counted, or that they can't count on the mail, or that they can't count on their ballots being accepted. Like, all of that dissuades voters from voting.
The Department of State, meanwhile, is appealing to both the courts and state lawmakers for more time for voters to mail ballots. The push for a later ballot return deadline isn't new, and the USPS has gone through cuts before. But the pandemic, lawsuits, and legislative inaction have compounded both issues. Still, Lehigh Valley Postal Workers Union President Andy Kubat says even with the recent cuts, the mail system can handle the extra volume anticipated during the upcoming election.
I can't say that they get special treatment, but because they are pre-printed envelopes that are labeled as business mail, they do flow through the system a little more quickly than, say, handwritten letters or things like that.
Also, Kubat and others acknowledge it won't be that much extra relative to typical volumes, and overall, processing capability at the state's principal sorting facilities doesn't appear to be drastically affected. But other operational changes across the state could have a greater impact.
Cut off the machines at the time they're supposed to stop. If the mail's not done, let it sit for the next day. They put in very strict rules as to when you can start a machine and when you can stop a machine. So you might have a machine that's ready to go with people who are there, but they can't start it yet because the program says you have to wait another half hour. It's very micromanaged.
Some post office workers are worried about the system's ability to handle election mail, not only due to equipment cuts and stricter scheduling rules, but also because they typically have more flexibility to respond to surges with overtime and other resources than has been the case lately. Even Kubat is erring on the side of caution.
I still would tell people, even though I'm confident we'll be able to handle it, request early, mail early.
Emily Previty, WITF News.